All right, the voice says over the PA system in the news studio. Let's take a 15-minute break, and when we get back, we'll bring Stefan out for a few minutes and show him off. The overhead lights come up and the bright lights go down. I lean forward on the couch. These are wireless, right? I can just go, I don't need to be unhooked. Riviera St. James, the kingdom's foremost news anchor and interviewer, smiles her giant smile at me. You're all set, sweetheart, she says. Just be back in 15. I stand, carefully smoothing out my official yet fashionable skirt suit. Next to me, my cousin Bianca also stands from the couch. And we head off the interview set, our heels clicking on tile. I'm glad that's over, she says, laughter in her voice. I'm running out of ways to say, I think it's cool that Grayson and Ella had a baby. Tell me about it, I say, keeping my voice down. I mean, I'm as excited as anyone, and Stefan's really cute, but he's 3 months old. There's just not that much to say yet. He can barely smile at me. Right? Let me know when he's solving theoretical physics problems, Bianca says. Well, he is Grayson's kid, I point out, ragging a little on my big brother. He's a little more likely to go into biology so he can figure out how to drink all he wants and never get a hangover. Bianca just grins, then pushes open the door to the ladies' bathroom. Since we're at the kingdom's main TV station, there's a whole counter lined with mirrors and no sinks, just for checking out makeup, which is exactly what we're here to do. Because even though I've been doing this my whole life, being the princess of Noralta, television makeup still gets applied with a trowel. I think it's an inch thick. If I move my face too much, it might crack. Even though I know it'll look normal on camera. Does this blush look weird on me, or is it the lights? Bianca asks, eyeing the overheads in the bathroom. I study her face in the mirror. She's only 6 months older than me, and she practically grew up in the palace, so we're more like sisters than cousins. I think it's the lights in here, I say slowly. Why do they put fluorescents in the bathroom at a television station? She asks, turning her face left and right. They must know that everyone's going to come in here, pee, and then think, oh my God, I look like the living dead. You don't look like the living dead, I say, leaning in toward my own reflection. They put fake eyelashes on me, and I'm constantly convinced that they're falling off, even when they're not. Not that much, at least. How about a zombie in the throes of orgasm? I stop messing with my eyelash for a moment, just long enough to give Bianca a weird look. This shade of blush is called orgasm, she explains. My makeup lady was pretty scandalized by it. I don't think I know what an orgasming zombie looks like, I say casually. Which part, the orgasm or the zombie? Either. I say distractedly, poking at my eyelash again, even though I know poking it will only make it come free faster. Now Bianca's giving me a weird look. You just mean on me, not like in general, right? She asks, her voice suddenly hushed. I stop poking my eyelash. What are we talking about? I whisper. Is this about zombies? It's about orgasms, she stage whispers. I turn pink immediately, staring at Bianca, wondering why we're suddenly talking about orgasms while we're on the kingdom's equivalent of Good Morning America to talk about how cute my nephew is. What about them? Aurora, she says, her voice still hushed, her face deadly serious. You've had an orgasm before, right? I turn an even brighter shade of pink. Bianca's thrown me for a loop. Because I have no clue how we got from this lighting is terrible to Aurora's never had an orgasm. Which, no, I haven't, okay? It's complicated, and right now is very much neither the time nor the place to get into it.